Christian, is it okay with you as as you were called into question on this? And I hope that the changes, I have reflected the changes correctly also, but please have a look through. Because I think that the first part of the statement was that there was a noting of the number of international standards, not that it should be applied. So I don't think that part needs changes. What I have added is that, and that the Revisions Commission may wish to check its use in relation to, and that the Revisions Committee may wish to check the use of these standards in relation to the URVIS number, or the URVIS marker. Is that acceptable? Then we move on. It's okay. Paragraph 20, the Secretariat reminded the Revisions Committee of the process by which amendment proposals are to be submitted to the Revisions Committee for future sessions. Any amendment proposal should be sent to the Secretariat no later than 12 weeks prior to the start of the session. Following Secretariat editorial review and formatting, the original language version is placed on the website of UNECE on the dedicated session page that is available under the Rail Transport tab, accessible on the left bar of the Transport Division's website, within a period of approximately 2 weeks. All other UNECE language versions of the document are then uploaded to the same web page no later than 4 weeks before the start of the session. There is a footnote there which just simply says that clearly this is not subject to changes in the ECE website between now and the next session, which are outside of my control, and so I can't promise anything. But generally, this is how you should be able to get access to the various documentation and the timescales for that. Any questions in relation to that? Okay, we move on. So, part 7, preparation, publication, and revision of the guidance and support documents. Agenda item 6, document the model rules and the guidance notes. Paragraph 21. The Secretariat introduced this agenda item, reminding delegates of the publication of the model rules and of the progress with the publication of the guidance notes. The Secretariat reminded the Revisions Committee that the guidance notes are non-binding in nature and are to be seen as a dynamic document that can be updated on a regular basis to facilitate the implementation of the model rules. The Secretariat noted that, as a result, although a version of the model of the guidance notes is now available online, before it is printed, it is still possible to make adjustments to the contents at the session. The Revisions Committee welcomed the publication of the model rules and noted the developments with the guidance notes. It asked the Secretariat to continue its efforts in finalizing the publication of the guidance notes. Okay, section 8, other business, agenda item 7, paragraph 24. Under this agenda item, the chair, supported by the delegates in the room, noted the importance of the model rules as a global initiative, and as such asked that Sorry. and as such asked that the documents for the sessions be translated into all the official languages of the United Nations, therefore also in Arabic, Chinese and Spanish. The numbering is a problem which we will deal with in the formatting, but you're absolutely right. Thank you for pointing it out. Yes, and under UNEC's regular budget. Furthermore, the chair, supported by delegates, asked that, as no funding is available to finance participation in meetings, that UNEC provide for the possibility of full hybrid meeting participation for future meetings under the regular budget. The Secretariat noted that as only English, French and Russian are the official languages of UNEC, it may be difficult to get approval for the additional languages. It also mentioned that there are restrictions on being able to allow for hybrid participation through the regular budget due to budget limitations. The revisions committee asked that, given the global nature of the model rules, the working party on rail transport ask the Inland Transport Committee to request through the regular budget for the translation of documents for the revisions committee session in all official languages, all official United Nations languages, and that the future sessions of the revisions committee are held in hybrid format. Section 9, date of the next session, agenda item 8. The revisions committee noted that the second session of the group, of the revisions committee would be held from 3 to 4 September 2024, with a possible extension to September 2024 at the Palais des Nations in Geneva. And there I have reflected the new dates as we discussed earlier today. Section 10, summary of decisions and reading of the draft report. Agenda item 9. Given discussions at the session, the revisions committee decided to read and consider the entire draft report of the session as prepared by the chair under this agenda item rather than just the decisions. And maybe, Mr. Chair, you would like to read the last sentence.